But we got to talking, bait and everything, and we forgot about the sardines that was in the oven, which, after I guess at least maybe a half hour or so, exploded and literally exploded all over the oven. I couldn't believe it. God, you know how I don't like fish anyway. And here's this sardine guts all over the inside of the oven. Man, was it bad. And I think they're packed in mustard, which didn't help any. I couldn't believe, oh, I was sick. Blech. And then the smoke, came blech, pouring out all of everything. And I've been so busy, I haven't been able to clean the stinking oven. And I mean stinking oven. So for 4 weeks, I haven't had an oven because it's been encrusted with sardine guts. I can't believe, this is horrible. Sardine guts. So finally, yesterday, a long time ago, I bought some, not Easy Off, but it's the same stuff from the Fuller Brush Man. It comes in a jar with a brush and everything. So I guess it was Wednesday. I came home from the play and I said, I'm gonna clean that damn oven. And I did, and it's clean now. Now it smells like Easy Off. I have a problem. You know about my roommate, of course. I left for school one morning over a month ago. I don't know, about, it was before the 1st of November. And I was very angry at the dog for peeing on my bed and for ripping the screens apart that morning. And so as I was leaving to go to school, I said, Chuck, we gotta do something about that blankety blank dog. And when I came home from school, Chuck had done something about the dog. He and the dog had left. Well, they just split. And I haven't seen hide nor hair of him, and I mean that literally since. I don't know. I found out. I thought, well, maybe it's the beach or something. And of course, they could have got beat up, so I was a little worried, but not much, because I was too happy that the dog was gone. And I found out from some of his friends that he was, excuse me, living with his parents again, in back wherever they are, in Foster Village, I think. So I figured, well, they're gone. He left his clothes here. I couldn't believe he left his clothes, but I just haven't seen him, and I think he's moved away. I think he's too embarrassed to come back and get them now. It's kind of funky when you move out on somebody and you don't tell them you're moving out. So I think I got me some new Aloha shirts out of the deal anyway. But the problem I got is that his dog had fleas. And I found out day before yesterday they are all over my carpet. I can't, I have fleas. And I don't know what to do about it. Well, to go down to the pet store and I'd like to buy a flea collar, please, 450 feet long to go around my house. I can't figure out what to do. So the other day I took that, those cans of spray you left. And before I went to the play, I sprayed all over the floor with them, trying to get it, to clean it out. I've seen a lot of dead roaches since then, but somebody told me they bed down on the carpet and once they're gone.